For a photographer, there might not be a higher ambition than to work with National Geographic. For more than a century, the magazine has thrived in no small part due to the beauty of its photography. National Geographic issues Young Explorers grants to encourage emerging artists and their creative new ideas. The August issue of the magazine features grantee Marissa Gowell of Detroit. She spoke with our Scott Pohl about her project. Tell us about her work, Scott.
Well, Marissa Gowell has devoted much of her work to photographing Detroit as well as outstate Michigan, Mark. For this National Geographic project, she went from Michigan to Louisiana last summer to document interesting roadside attractions. Marissa Gowell, welcome to Current State.
Hi, nice to be here.
I want to know about the genesis for this American Attractions project. Was this something you set out to do on your own, or did National Geographic approach you? How did this play out?
So it was definitely something I pitched to them. So they have this awesome program called National Geographic Young Explorers Grants, where they help fund projects for people, I think it's 18 to 25. And so I was kind of like butting up on that higher age limit and thinking, like, I really want to do this. Like, these are great opportunities. And I was also kind of had become over the past few years more and more fascinated with this kind of world of American oddities and roadside culture. So I was really just thinking about those spaces, and especially those spaces in Michigan, and how sometimes when their creators pass away, the spaces do too, because they're really not valued like some other monuments are. So kind of I was playing around with that idea of doing a road trip and being able just to see so many places I've heard about or just Googled, because I love those. RoadsideAmerica.com was a space I hung out on the internet a lot. And yeah, so I pitched this project to them. They accepted it. And then I was like, oh, okay, I got to do this.
So what's that mean exactly? They give you some money. You're able to take the road trip you're hoping to do. What happens to the photographs?
So some of them they've used, so they basically, they gave me, the money I needed. We did the whole trip. It took about 3 weeks. And then I had, you're right, all these photographs and actually audio of, I interviewed all the people behind the places I visited. So kind of, hear their stories, hear their motivations. That was what I was a little more interested in than just taking the photos of these crazy environments. So yeah, so now I've since been working with National Geographic to understand what they need, how they can use it. So, like, they had a kid's book come out around the same time I was finishing, around the same topics. They used some of my photos there. They just had some in a magazine article kind of doing an update on the trip, and they put some online as well. Yeah, it's still an ongoing process, to be very honest.
So, Marissa, you're pretty young. I understand you're 25. You get this National Geographic Young Explorers grant to take photos of roadside attractions. Is there a chance that this could lead to future projects with National Geographic? I mean, it's one of the leading outlets for photography in the world. Are you hoping this could lead to more work with the Geographic?
I mean, that'd be great. It has. I know for other young explorers who have gotten these grants, it has led to more work. So I'm kind of still working with them to figure out what happens next. So I've gone down to D.C. a few times to kind of meet with different editors and understand what they're looking for and where they're coming from. So, yeah, it's definitely a possibility, and maybe even more grants in the future, too, now that you have a foot in the door and they know your face.
I want to explore with you what you really mean by roadside attraction, because the image that conjures in one's head is the wacky sign you drive by on the highway. What? There's what at the next exit? I've got to stop and see this. Is that kind of what you were going for here?
Yes and no. I think at the beginning, before I really started looking into it and really tailoring this project down, I was coming from that, anytime I think a road trip is represented in any American media or film or book, it is, you know, it's like the Corn Palace where there's signs for miles and miles telling you about it with like crazy cheesy slogans. But I was really looking at individuals who have created extraordinary spaces that have reshaped their lives. So someone who, as simple as a man in rural Indiana, who has the world's largest ball of paint in a shed next to his home. and how he came to create that and how it's grown and changed his life, which he wouldn't, in most situations, he would have just gone out with his normal job. He's a painter and wouldn't be a tourist destination. A lot of these are in homes where they kind of just start building and building and create maybe a museum of wondrous objects next door, and understanding where their motivation came from, how this has reshaped the course of their lives now that they are part of this roadside attraction culture.
I want to be clear. You're talking about places that are open to the public. They may be really little, they may be out of the way, but they are at least open to the public if you know to look for them.
Yeah, so a lot of the places I went, I mean, they're all open to the public. Most, actually, I went to were free to go to. You just kind of wander around and explore the space. But yeah, a lot of them were not necessarily ones where you would see billboards advertising them. You really have to be interested in that, in having these kinds of stops during your road trip to seek them out and find them.
Can you give me one or two of your favorites that happen to be in Michigan?
I think it's like Lackinen Land. It's in the Upper Peninsula, kind of between Marquette and Munising, like the road that goes in between there. You can't miss it if you're on that main highway. And that's just this man, I think his name's Tom Lackinen. I haven't met him. It wasn't part of my road trip, so I didn't interview him. But he had this huge property and started making all these huge metallic sculptures on it. And it's totally free to go in. You kind of just wander around it or drive around. And it's also, I felt like it was very Upper Peninsula hospitality because there's a fire pit with like, there was just a cupboard full of supplies for the fire pit that are free to use and just, you know, be nice about it and share and leave some if you have it. There's one actually that is kind of in this limbo right now, which is Hamtramck Disneyland. It's in Hamtramck. And the creator actually died recently. And since then, it's kind of been, he made this environment in his backyard of his home in Hamtramck that was just all these like crazy bright colored wooden art, windmills, that type of thing, kind of a Disneyland type thing. And he just had his backyard open for visitors. You could just go walk in and explore this environment he created. And so when he passed, it was kind of what's going to happen to this place that the community treasures. And since an organization has committed to preserving it, but I think they're still looking for funding to make sure that they can really open it up as a community space where he's had all this art.
We're talking with Detroit photographer Marissa Gowell about her work, notably a project for National Geographic about American roadside attractions. I want to point out that your website is a great place for people to see your photographs, marissagowell.com, and we'll have a link at wkar.org. One section of your site is devoted to your photos of Detroit. I want to ask you about devoting your attention to Detroit.
It's a really fun city to photograph. I think it's easy to compare it. I mean, I'm obviously, from what you've heard, I'm interested in kind of these more quirky, human-centered parts of culture of someone, of self-expression. And I think Detroit has a lot of that to offer, and people trying to either create their own festivals or marching bands just performing on the street anywhere, or just individuals feeling empowered to express themselves however they want. So it's kind of a beautiful city to be able to capture that.
Tell me about your Lake Michigan Circle tour.
So after I took that road trip for the National Geographic grant, it was kind of from Detroit to New Orleans and back. And originally when I'd been thinking of the project, I had another loop in my head that I could do separately where it'd be basically around Lake Michigan. There's a few spots over there that I really wanted to check out, actually including visiting Lackinen Land again. But I didn't get to do it. So then in November of this past year, I was just like, hey, like, I need to take this road trip. It's in my mind. If I don't do it, I'll keep thinking about it. So I pretty much did just follow the outline of Lake Michigan, of experiencing a lake that, I mean, I've gone up north my entire life. My family has a place a little south of Traverse City, so I knew that part of Lake Michigan really well. But I've never been to Wisconsin. I hadn't been to a lot of the peninsula. So kind of just understanding this whole lake I've spent my entire life seeing, just from different angles. And it's kind of wonderful getting to be in different states and see different cities and also visit a few more interesting attractions along the way.
Marissa Gowell is a Detroit-based photographer who's getting national attention for a National Geographic Young Explorers Grant project where she took photos of roadside attractions from Michigan to Louisiana. Marissa Gowell, thank you.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.